Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, a mild evening across Israel, clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with a gentle breeze. Haifa is enjoying a calm night as well. Let's turn to today's headlines. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Walla, the U.S. Central Command reports that remains have been found in Jordan. They were discovered at the site of the Iranian attack on July 17, where two American soldiers died. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes that earlier today, unidentified remains were found at the strike site in Jordan. This follows reports of a missing American soldier in Iraq. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports a personal milestone for Finance Minister Benjamin Smotrich. 4 months after his injury in Lebanon, he welcomed a new son. Separately, according to the Jerusalem Post, Iranian shrapnel landed in Israel, prompting IDF's readiness to respond. This happened after a Sunday attack. And finally, from Forward, New York City's Mayor Zohan Mamdani is revisiting his controversial idea. He wants to explore if New York can arrest Israeli PM Netanyahu during his visit this fall. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 posted just minutes ago that the IDF has taken out a Hezbollah drone cell. This happened after operatives launched a drone near Israeli forces in southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, Seth Franzman remarked earlier today about England's soccer performance. He reflected on their missed opportunities against Argentina and Spain's strong showing. Open Source Intel posted that Kuwait's air defenses are dealing with drone attacks. This follows Iranian aggression, as shared earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. Central Command's report, remains were found at the site of the July 17th Iranian attack in Jordan. The remains are linked to the incident where two American soldiers lost their lives. This discovery brings a somber conclusion to the search efforts. Identification is ongoing, and the implications for U.S.-Iran relations remain tense. Turning to the personal milestone for Minister Benjamin Smotrich. Earlier today, Israel Hayom reported the birth of his son, marking a poignant moment following his injury in Lebanon. The family returned to the same hospital where he was treated. It's a reminder of the personal impacts of regional conflicts. Meanwhile, the IDF is on high alert after Iranian shrapnel landed in Israel. This, reported by the Jerusalem Post, occurred Sunday and signals a potential escalation. The IDF's readiness reflects increased tensions and the possibility of further military actions. Finally, Mayor Zohran Mamdani in New York is revisiting his campaign promise. The Forward reports that he's considering whether to arrest Netanyahu during a future visit. This move could strain diplomatic relations between Israel and the U.S. Turning to business and markets. First, from CTEC, Israeli biotech firm Nurexon is working on a promising therapy for nerve repair. This could revolutionize treatments for spinal cord and optic nerve injuries. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports on a young entrepreneur, Abigail Weissman. At just 13, she's causing a stir with her hair product line at Dizengoff Center, drawing hundreds. And finally, according to Walla Business, despite a weak June, training funds in Israel have had a robust half year. Main stock indices in Wall Street and Tel Aviv contributed to this growth, averaging a 9.8% return. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.